All right, thank you. Well, good morning, Amherst Island, and to any of our listeners across the channel. I hope you are all maintaining good spirits in these challenging times. So this morning I do have a number of updates since I addressed you last. The first and most crucial is that on March 26th at 1 p.m., Mayor Rick Brzee declared a state of emergency in Loyalist Township. Some of you may wonder what this means, particularly in light of the fact that the province of Ontario declared a state of emergency almost a week prior. The reason for the delay is quite simple, insofar as our declaration in Loyalist is part of a coordinated response made in conjunction with our other municipal partners in KFLNA, who have been communicating regularly with each other in order to ensure a consistent communication to the public in our region. Under the advice of the medical officer of KFLNA Public Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, as municipalities, we were encouraged to wait to declare until such time as the most salient and pressing element of this particular pandemic emergency was present here among us. That element is community spread, namely the arrival of evidence that the virus exists undetected within the community. Typically, when an individual tests positive for COVID-19 and their infection cannot be accurately or reasonably traced to other individuals with positive status, or indeed to having been exposed to the virus through international travel, then it is assumed the virus is within the community. When this occurs, it means that the containment of the virus is almost entirely down to us as citizens. It means the stakes get very high and the importance of physical distancing become paramount. We have now arrived at this point in KFLNA and therefore declared the emergency, because now more than ever, it is imperative that social distancing be observed, that we remain at home unless absolutely necessary, that those requiring 14 days isolation remain in total isolation for 14 days, period. That we maintain a minimum distance of 2 meters from each other, and that we wash our hands frequently. The declared state of emergency will now mean that the Emergency Operations Center of Loyalist, which includes the Mayor, Chief Administrative Officer, Emergency Services Chief, and the other directors, meets daily to discuss pressing issues pertaining to the emergency itself and the continued function and delivery of our intended service level. Ideally, the declaration will also mean that Loyalist is qualified for further medical supply and assistance funding to address the pandemic within our area. In many ways, friends, things appear to be getting worse, and at some level they are. But much of this was expected, and citizens should not lose faith in what we are currently doing to slow the spread of the virus. The way in which the virus spreads means that what we experience today in terms of increased number of cases is baked in from several weeks prior. This can make it appear as though what we are doing now is having no effect, and this can be discouraging. However, that is not the right approach. What we are doing now, and have been doing for almost 2 weeks, will have a positive effect in the weeks to come. Therefore, it is essential that despite an increased state of emergency and the feeling like things are getting worse, what that really means is that now more than ever we need to double down on our collective response to the crisis, which is to avoid one another and stay at home. Stay the course, stay strong. What you are doing and what we are doing together is working and will work if we continue to do it together. To that end, I repeat, follow the guidelines from KFLNA Public Health and be ever more vigilant about physical distancing and isolation. For instance, closer to home, remember to stay in your vehicle when on board the Frontenac 2. Do not walk around the deck. Do not lean into someone's window for a chat. Now is not the time to make light of restrictions. It's the time to maximize them, and much of the responsibility to do that lies with ourselves as individuals. So we all should do our part. Other changes that have occurred at Loyalist have been changes to our tiered response. What this means is that our emergency services staff on Amherst Island will not respond to every single call automatically, as is the normal state of affairs on the island. Instead, they will only respond to the most critical medical emergencies. This measure is to reduce the number of potential exposures of our first responders to COVID-19. What we want above all is for our first response team to be sustained, healthy, and in fit condition to answer critical medical and fire emergencies when they are needed. I must assure Islanders, however, that they can expect the same level of care and response in an emergency. Islanders are no less safe as a result of this. The noticeable change to Islanders may simply be that depending on the nature of your emergency, mainland paramedics arrive instead of our first response team. However, the same minimum response time is still in place, which likely means for Amherst Island that on most calls, our first response team are still likely to be dispatched. However, again, any possible reduction in their exposure to the virus is desirable, hence the adjusted policy. If anyone has further questions or concerns about this, they can contact our fire chief, Fred Stevenson. Another measure that's been enacted is a total burn ban throughout Loyalist Township. I repeat, a total burn ban. And this, too, has in part been implemented to avoid unnecessary call-outs for our emergency response personnel, once again to reduce their potential exposure to COVID-19 and to keep them sustained for more urgent emergencies. If anyone has further questions regarding the burn ban, they are also invited to contact the fire chief, Fred Stevenson. On a positive note, this past Monday, the 26th session of regular council was live-streamed from chambers in Odessa. This move was expedited to address the need for public access to meetings under the conditions of physical distancing and the discouragement of large public gatherings. However, it was already within sight as a stated goal of this council. It is a welcome development, one that I hope will increase public participation in municipal politics, an essential ingredient for both local democracy and political accountability. At that meeting, Council passed a motion to defer the due dates and interest on all municipal taxes for 30 days and waived all non-sufficient funds fees to help alleviate current financial stress affecting certain residents as a result of required economic suspension. In addition, Council approved one free bag of garbage per household for the month of April to accommodate some of the expected increase in household consumption due to people having to remain in their homes. In terms of upper levels of government, residents will be aware that as part of its COVID-19 response measures, the province of Ontario has mandated the suspension and closure of all non-essential businesses throughout the province. A full list of essential services can be found on the province's web media, www.ontario.ca. Addressing our current status of COVID-19 in KFLNA, as of yesterday, March 26th at 3:25 p.m., there were 16 positive tests for COVID-19 in our public health region. I was requested this morning to make an announcement on behalf of the Back Kitchen, who have prudently decided to delay opening the cafe until July 1st of this year, at this point. The Back Kitchen is a valued hub in our community, and I certainly hope that when they do open, that the community continues to support them, as they have vowed to support us in what ways they can throughout this time. One of the contributions the Back Kitchen typically makes is to provide summer employment, notably for students. They hope that current social distancing actions will prove effective, such that those same employment opportunities would hopefully be available later in the summer. I want to end today by offering words of gratitude to all of you who are doing your part for our community and for our country. Staying at home and distancing yourself may not be the first action that your mind conjures up at the thought of what is noble, but it is, truly. So is getting supplies for your neighbors, much of which has been happening in recent days. Furthermore, to our ferry crew and roads crew and our first response team and all workers who continue to be on the front lines to deliver service during this pandemic, thank you. I encourage all residents to reach out in appropriate ways to offer words of encouragement to our frontline staff and also those who you meet in your day. Grocery store cashiers, pharmacists, farmers. Those who continue to work so that we can get what we need to get through this. And over in Odessa, our township senior staff are continuing to work tirelessly to adapt to the ever-changing reality COVID-19 presents on an almost hourly basis. It is not for flattery that I publicly extend this gratitude, but rather to encourage residents to have sincere faith and confidence in their municipal staff. Such confidence is critical during these times. Churchill suggested that success is going from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. I think given what I referred to initially, that with increasing cases of infection and tightening social and economic restrictions, it can feel like we're failing. But we're not. So whatever you do, don't lose your enthusiasm to do your part. Thank you.